Hey Swifties, welcome to a brand new episode of Swiftie School, where together we walk Clown Ilya Street covering the latest news and Easter eggs from our fearless leader, Taylor Swift. I'm your host, Reagan Bailey, and it is enchanting to have you here. Now that we're out of the woods, let's get into today's episode. It's another great day to be alive at the same time as Taylor Swift. Hi guys! Today's episode's gonna be a little different. I'm gonna give you a precursor, little warning. I'm not gonna be editing this episode. I really just wanted to speak off the cuff and very candidly about what has gone down in Brazil. I know we were all so excited about these shows and everything that was going to unfold for the last six shows of the 2023 Eras Tour. But I am just in utter shock by how this whole thing has gone down and how everything was handled. And if you saw the title of this episode, you know I am dedicating today's show in honor of Ana Benavides, who lost her life at the Eras Tour show a couple nights ago. This has been such a whirlwind of information. And I think when looking at my experience, especially at opening night of Glendale, in Arizona, and knowing how scary safety was following the show, I can only imagine how Swifties who attended, especially alone or as females in a group or with a friend, are feeling. There is so much that is unfolded, and this episode by no means is meant to be to gossip or spread, you know, further rumors or anything like that. But I feel like it's important for us to talk about, when we have a platform, to talk about advocacy and what we could be doing to voice our opinion on change and all of that. So obviously we know Taylor had her first show in Brazil. She's set to have six shows in Brazil, and I'm not quite clear if all six shows are taking or set to take place at this exact same venue. I believe that is the case, but nonetheless, we have one weekend of shows this weekend and then another week of shows to end out the tour next week. Now, Taylor has decided to postpone the night two of Brazil shows until Monday, which honestly came as not a surprise. It just was surprising how long it took for her to announce this. Now, there's been several rumors that have come around that said Taylor maybe was fighting her team on this, was fighting the Brazil team. Obviously, lots of logistics behind it, but I think there's a greater conversation here to be had, especially when it comes to fan safety at any sort of event, not just a concert or a stadium concert, but also the magnitude of responsibility that this one woman carries on her back. And I think that is probably a really heavy weight to carry. And I can only imagine how Taylor's feeling right now. And my hope is that this doesn't transcend into the coming months, because I know she's in a very exciting time period of her life. And this is so incredibly unfortunate, but by no means do I blame Taylor or think that it's her fault. There are so many decision makers when it comes to things like this, and so many people involved that not one person is solely responsible. But nonetheless, that does not diminish the absolute magnitude of events that have occurred. Now, for me, what's most concerning is following the show, there has been a lot of developments in terms of safety. It looks like there were robberies occurring directly after the show. There were also thunderstorms, which prevented fans from actually being able to leave the stadium because they weren't safe leaving. So they were kind of stuck in the same conditions they had been in. And then on top of that, the roof of the stadium was used because this was preventing people from tailgating outside, which I understand is a big concern in terms of further fan safety, because you can't have people in the middle of the streets and all of that and blocking traffic patterns. But by the same token, I feel like that was, in hindsight, a very selfish move for all parties responsible, because obviously it didn't take care of the fans inside either. So anyways, I'm just feeling very heavy about this topic. And I know so many of you guys had messaged me saying, I can't stop scrolling through videos. I'm shocked that Taylor continued to wear her full costumes. She looked exhausted. There are videos that are now circulating where Taylor looks tired. And I think that this is probably going to affect the further shows that we see, especially on the international leg of the tour. I'm not quite sure what part Taylor's team can take in making adjustments to floor seating and general admission, but what I know her team probably can control is the actual show itself. And I'm wondering if this means we're going to be seeing a shorter show and or a intermission, which I think would make the most sense. It seems very plausible. I mean, I was talking to a friend today, and most Broadway shows include intermissions. Think, you know, a 2.5 hour Broadway show where you're in air conditioning in a seat the whole time, not standing or screaming or singing at all. And you still get an intermission. And half the time, people are drinking wine and eating fine dining snacks and all of that. So I'm just curious to see what unfolds after this. But what I feel very hopeful about, and kind of the light at the end of the tunnel here, or I don't know if that's the right word I'm looking for. You get what I'm saying. What I think the good is that could come from this is we know Taylor has an extremely, extremely powerful voice. And obviously, she's made a lot of moves when it comes to political things, when it comes to Ticketmaster, when it comes to all of this. So I'm hoping that she can really be a voice for change when it comes to not just international fan safety, but also in North America. I mean, we have tons of safety concerns. For me personally, I don't know if I've shared this story with you guys. Opening night of the Eras Tour, I think I mentioned that it was a total cluster trying to get a car and trying to Uber home, and the safety was just so awful. But what was most concerning is that there are so many ill-intended people who walk around and act like taxi drivers or act like Ubers. And I had approached these two young girls who were probably no older than 14 or 15. They were there by themselves. Their parents were stuck in traffic and weren't able to get anywhere near the stadium, so they were trying to take an Uber to get closer to them. And they, a random man who had pulled up on his notes app on his phone and written taxi and was holding it up to his forehead, came up and was like, "Oh, I'll give you guys a ride." And I was watching this unfold in the parking lot, and I immediately sprang into action. I went up to him. I said, "Hey, before these girls get in the car, can I see your license? Can I see your paperwork? You know, can I see your taxi?" Because all taxi drivers have to have some sort of identification. They typically have it on display in the vehicle, and he didn't have anything. And he immediately said, "Get out of the car. Don't get my car. I'm not giving these girls a ride," and backed off. So it's just really scary. And not to say that every artist is responsible for every single thing that happens, you know, before and after and during and surrounding and all of that with their shows, but I think there's a greater conversation to be had about safety in masses, and especially in this day and age, it's wildly concerning, especially in the US with so much happening when it comes to guns and females being unsafe and all of that. And I don't mean to go like down a dark hole or a tangent here, but I think that when tragedy strikes, what good can come from it is conversations surrounding important things. And I hope you guys know something that's extremely important to me is talking about uncomfortable topics. So obviously we're dedicating this episode to Anna, and all of my hopes and prayers and thoughts go out to her family. And I feel extremely confident knowing Taylor and her team will absolutely take care of her family, which I think gives me a little bit of peace moving forward. But, you know, it's crazy to think, I don't even know this person, but because we all feel like such a tight-knit community, you know, Taylor has done such an amazing job of bringing all of us together through an invisible string, if you will, which is her life experiences that so many of us seem to share and have in common, whether it's, you know, you relate to Mirrorball and someone else relates to You Belong With Me, whatever it might be. We all have found something that we have in common. And I think that's really beautiful. And at the end of the day, being human is a shared experience. And I think when one person is hurting, especially in a community like the Swiftie community, we all take pause and think, oh my gosh, that could have been us. That could have been, you know, our friends. And think, I've gone to the Eras Tour 3 times. It is the most magical and wonderful and exhilarating experience of your life. And to think you have so much buildup and so much excitement, and you're going to go and enjoy this crazy night and then not come home is really, really tragic. And that could be any of us. So I would love if any of you have any sort of resources you would like to share. Perhaps you're from an international country and you have ideas on how we can come together. I know there's some petitions that have been going around, which I'm all for a petition. If it's going to actually make change, that's great. But I would love to find some more actionable steps that we can take as a community to help support Taylor, but also to discuss safety in mass measures when it comes to us coming together to enjoy something. I feel it's really important for us to feel safe. So I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I don't want to go too far into this topic. And quite frankly, I find it to be just so incredibly sad. I think it's important for us to hold space for her and for people who know her and her family, and for all of the people who experienced the aftermath. You know, the robberies, or they fainted and they weren't able to get medical attention. There's just a lot more conversation to be had around this topic. And if you guys, you know, I would love something I think about all the time that I regret not doing more or sooner is self-defense classes. I took a self-defense course when I was about 12 years old, and it was so incredibly impactful on me. And while it's not fun to think about needing to be able to take care of yourself at such a young age, I think it's very important as women, as individuals, whoever you are that's listening, everyone's welcome here, of course. But speaking as a woman from my experience as a woman, you know, the only thing we can do is be prepared. And I don't believe in living in fear. I don't believe in not enjoying every aspect and moment of life, but I do believe in equipping yourself with all the tools possible to be prepared for anything that might come your way, whether it's something as simple as looking at the water policies for the stadium that you're going to be attending, or taking a self-defense class so that if, God forbid, you were to be in a situation one day where you were needed to reach into that toolbox in your head, then so be it. So I will definitely be doing my part to figure out ways that as a community, we can educate ourselves. If anybody is an expert on any sort of topic that you think would be helpful to the community, I think what this has got me thinking, sorry, my phone just rang, but what this has got me thinking is there are so many of us, and there are so many of you that are so dedicated day in and day out to supporting me, that the least I can do is help support you in some way. And if that means giving back by hosting some sort of Zoom class where we have an educator who comes on and teaches us something that we can take away, whether it's something serious or something not so serious, I would love that. And I think that that's something I would love to gauge your guys' interest on moving forward, because I feel a responsibility as someone who rallies us together. I would love to continue connecting in so many different ways that are beyond just the music and the fun and all of that jazz. So I will leave us there. This is short and sweet, and I greatly, greatly appreciate all of you being here. And please know that I am so beyond just grateful for your presence in my life and for your support in my content. And while we have so much fun and things are lighthearted and not so serious, this is also something that is incredibly serious and is heavy on my heart, as I'm sure it is yours. So please know that, especially as we go into the holiday season, you are loved, you are seen, I feel you, and I'm so grateful for you. And as always, it's another great day to be alive at the same time as Taylor Swift. I love you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I know all too well how busy life can be, and I am so grateful that you chose to stay. Now just know, this is me trying, and I would greatly appreciate if you took a minute to leave a review or maybe share this episode with a fellow Swiftie. Make sure you join my broadcast channel on Instagram for more Swiftivities. And long story short, this love is real, and I'm beyond grateful for your support. See you next time!